Welcome to Drum Weekly, our weekly podcast here at Drum Magazine. It's Mother's Day week, a chance for all of us to celebrate and show love to our mothers, and for mothers to enjoy the fruits of motherhood. It's a time for gifts, kisses, hugs, and breakfast in bed. And for mothers who have kids who live out of town like my own, delivered packages full of gifts and goodies. Although it sounds amazing to have a whole day dedicated to your lifelong commitment to your children, I don't know if motherhood is something I am personally ready or will ever be ready for. But I'll admit, some supermoms really make it look like the greatest gift in the world. Siyabusa Tseo is a journalist here at Drum. But when she's not writing incredible features about shady pastors and inspirational people, she's at home with her husband and two kids just crushing the whole parenting thing. I spoke to her about motherhood and why, if you're conflicted about having a child, you might want to just dive right in. So Sia, I am very skeptical about becoming a mother.
Yes.
I'm 27 this year. I've never felt maternal. However, I love my mom. I love my friends' moms. I think they're amazing at what they do at raising kids. How has your experience been with motherhood? Like, when did you decide that, okay, I want kids?
I think for me, I've always wanted kids. So I've always been a girly girl, but I want it all. I want the husband and kids. For me, that has never been a question. So for me, it was a natural thing when I then became of age. I remember even in high school saying, I'm not going to have sex. I am going to wait because I don't want to have a kid out of wedlock because I want a family. I want that sort of unit. I want to be able to have a mom and dad here raising kids and doing all of that jazz. So for me, it's just always been a thing.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Have you always loved children? Like even before
Yeah, look, I like kids, but so in this course of Utah, there's a thing called ububele
obuhlozelisa makhwapha. You're gonna have to explain that one to me.
so basically, it's like saying that you are too nice to kids, ne? Like my sister is one of those people. Like she can let kids do all sorts of things. If they don't want to eat, fine, you can eat chips for supper. You can have cool drink for breakfast. You can. My sister is that kind of girl. Mm. Me, on the other hand, I'm as much as I like kids, I get irritated very quickly if you don't listen to what I'm telling you. So it's breakfast time. Therefore, you can't have chips for breakfast. I'm not going to negotiate chips for breakfast. There's no way we're negotiating that. So I as much as I love kids and I'm nice to kids. I understand how irritating they can be, but B, I also know that there are things that I'm not willing to negotiate on when it comes to kids.
Oh, wow. I think that's just one of the reasons why I've always thought I'd be a bad mom, that like I will give my kid, hypothetical kid, chocolate in the morning just so they can keep quiet, and that's not healthy. Parenting sounds really difficult yet so rewarding, but is it for everyone? What would you say to someone who kind of doesn't want to have kids but is considering because of what other people say it is?
I would say don't do it. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, Pam, don't do it. Kids will drain the life out of you. I tell you, I kid you not. They are the most beautiful things. My kids are cute. Tonga, my kids are so beautiful. They've got the most beautiful smiles. My daughter, oh, she's the sweetest thing under the sun, but she will drain. Oh, she can drain you. So when you're not ready for that, don't do it. You will be a miserable person to yourself. You'll be a miserable person to your kids. You'll be a miserable person to whoever it is that you live with, whether it's your partner or family or whatever. So don't do it. If you're not in the right space of mind for kids, Aishem, don't do it. I always say to friends and family that just because you're at a certain age, don't let people's expectations force you into having kids, because you can't just press reverse or return to sender. When they hear, they hear. That's how we get, that's how we get people that are abusive to kids, because we now force the person to have a kid when they don't like kids. Like, and it's not even about liking kids, but if you're not maternal, then you're not, and there's nothing wrong with that.
But what if the people who want kids are at the right age and financial place to have them, but haven't taken the leap yet? Sam Litchfield is one such person, and she just loves children.
From a really young age, I've always loved babies, so it was quite natural for me to want to become a mother one day. I'd really, really love to become one, because babies are just so sweet and kind and innocent, and you get to impact someone's whole entire world by how you raise them, and I'd like to be a part of that for someone's life, and yeah.
As a mother, Siyabuso has more to add on that.
I'd say in life, there's never a perfect time for anything. So if you want it, do it. There's never a perfect time to buy your car. Never a perfect time to... It'll never be the right full circumstances that everything is perfect. Okay, the house, the money, then don't. Everything is ready. Now let's buy the house. Now let's buy the car. There's never a perfect time. But when in your mind, psychologically, you've had a discussion with yourself, and you've discussed it with your partner, and you guys are ready to have kids, go for it. I'd say kids are beautiful, man. It's so beautiful to watch them have their own little personalities, because they own people, but to also see yourselves in them. It's mind blowing. So my daughter, she's almost 3 and a half. Turned 3 in December. She sleeps the way my husband sleeps.
Adorable.
It's the weirdest thing. And my mom says that my daughter sleeps like she's been working in a quarry all day. Like, she sleeps on her back, and her arms are right up by her head, and she's like, and she's gone. And it's like she's been working so hard. She's so tired, and she's like, and she's just gone. And that's how she sleeps. And my husband sleeps the same way. And it's so funny to look at them when they're sleeping in the same bed, look at them and I'm like, guys, but now the one is small and the other one is big, and you're doing the same thing. And you're okay. Anyway. Yeah. So like things like that, or personality traits. My daughter is also very, she's very strong-willed. You can't force her to do something she doesn't want to do. She does things on her own terms. And sometimes I get very frustrated with her, and my husband reminds me, no, but Galugo, that's how you are. So you've got no right to complain, because this is you. This is a mini version of you. So little things from, you know, take off your pajamas. It's now time to get ready for school. I have to let her take them off herself. If I take them off myself, we have a fight, and then it ruins everyone's morning. So I must wake her up, say, it's time to get ready for school. Take off your pajamas. And then she'll do it. But if I wake her up and start undressing her, hi, Shem, World War III is about to ensue in my house. So it's about understanding the kid as well, that they are their own person, and learning, because it's a learning curve. So if anyone wants kids, I would say go for it if you're ready. Look, financially, they can be expensive. Yes, I agree. And you want to be able to give your kids a certain quality of life. But you mustn't be fixated on the money, you know. Mm-hmm. As a family, you make things work. When you want something, when a Pam, you get it done, you know. If you really want that pair of shoes, you make sacrifices here and there because you really want that specific pair of shoes. And so if you really want something for your child, you'll make adjustments. Obviously, those who are in a position to do so. I'm not talking about people who are, you know, so poor and so destitute that they can't afford some things for their children. But I mean those who are in a position to choose and make sacrifices here and there. You do it, and you do it happily so for your kids.
This podcast is hosted by me, Pam Magwaza, and thank you for listening. See you soon.